This is St. Louis Public Radio. The Mississippi River has been above flood stage at St. Louis and many other areas since early spring. The long duration has residents, scientists, and government officials comparing the flood to the Great Flood of 1993. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen reports.
Andrea McManus evacuated from her home in Grafton, Illinois on March 22nd.
The water came in the next day. We recessed for 4 days and we went in to get the stuff out.
McManus has been trying to find a new place for her and her three kids to live. Since May 9th, she's been unable to enter her apartment.
You know, you live on the river, you know you can wait it out. And this year, they say, I'm pretty sure it probably will get worse than 93.
The Mississippi River has been above flood stage for many communities since early spring. Dave Bussey is the chief engineer for the Army Corps of Engineers St. Louis District. He says the length of the flood will beat the record set by the Great Flood of 1993, which was 104 days.
If you remember 93, we started with a flood early around Easter, went below flood stage, and then we started up again. This flood will be consecutively more days on those levees.
River levels have already beat the second highest flood on record in St. Louis, 43.2 feet in 1973. But the Mississippi is still just a few feet shy of the 49.5-foot record set in 1993. Washington University geologist Bob Chris says there's still plenty of time this summer for flood levels to rise even higher. In 1993, the river crested in St. Louis in August.
Whether that's the crest for the year, boy, I'm not so sure. We could still have a very severe flood.
And Jonathan Remo, a geographer at Southern Illinois University Carbondale, says it's possible that the record could be broken this year, but only if there's enough rain.
If we get a lot more rain in the right locations over the next couple days to weeks, we could exceed 1993, but right now the forecast isn't calling for that.
There's some key differences between the two floods. 26 years ago, there were more people living in the floodplain. The Federal Emergency Management Agency bought more than 4,000 residential properties in Missouri after 93. And Dave Bussey at the Corps says the levees that protect communities in St. Louis are stronger now, thanks to $100 million worth of improvements that have been made since the Great Flood.
I would be extremely concerned if we had the levees we had in 93 now.
But there's more to worry about now than in 1993. Chris and other geologists published several studies that show that levees and other man-made structures can constrict rivers and worsen floods. And there's more research on climate change driving major floods. As floods in the St. Louis region become more intense and frequent, some environmentalists say it's time to rethink how the river is managed. David Stokes is the executive director of the Great Rivers Habitat Alliance.
This is the new normal. I mean, how many times can we have a 100-year flood, either on the Mississippi or the Merrimack or the Missouri in the greater St. Louis region every year before we realize that those terms are essentially useless. And what we've done has so changed the river systems that we need to basically throw out all prior measurements.
At the Gateway Arch, several people came this week to see the rising floodwaters, like Valley Park resident Cindy Dersey.
In 93, I can remember the water came up the arch steps even higher. It was just even more massive.
Yeah.
Really incredible. Just the force of nature.
It's not quite as bad as 93, but it's close. Whether this flood beats the record really just depends on the rain. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.